Sri Govinda Lilamrita by Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami. The section that we're reading right now are the morning pastimes. This first reading is called The Cowherd Boys Please Krishna as He Enters the Forest. When Lord Krishna entered the forest, he turned his head and saw the Vrajavasis had returned home. This made him very happy. Lord Krishna was like a maddened wild elephant released from the firm chains of the Vrajavasis' eyes and now free to roam the jungle of Vrindavan at will. Released from the inspection of older Vrajavasis, the expert artist Lord Krishna created a jubilant festival for the eyes of his friends by painting many wonderful, colorful, and auspicious pictures of his transcendental pastimes. The cowherd boys danced, sang, jumped, skipped, joked, laughed, and happily played. Some of the cowherd boys playfully imitated Krishna's sober good behavior before his mother. Others imitated the passionate, restless glances he exchanged with the gopis. And still others imitated the broken words and faltering actions of the elders in Braja. Some cowherd boys hid among the trees and creepers. Others playfully pretended to be fair-complexioned young gopis, coyly removing the cloth covering their faces and casting smiling, restless, sidelong glances at Lord Krishna. Some cowherd boys sat down, placing their hands and feet on the ground, and playfully moved their necks, ears, and faces in various funny ways. The cowherd boys pleased the infallible Supreme Personality of Godhead in various ways. Some pleased him by speaking with fallacious logic and absurd linguistic analysis, satirizing philosophers. Some fought with sticks, or they boxed or wrestled. Some threw their sticks as if they were weapons, and some expertly twirled their sticks in the air. Some pleased the Lord by dancing, joking, or rendering various services. The next section is entitled Goddess Vrinda Informs the Residents of the Forest. When Goddess Vrinda Devi noticed that Lord Krishna had entered within her realm, she at once informed both the forest of Vrindavan and the moving and stationary creatures who live in Vrindavan, who had all become despondent because of separation from their beloved Krishna. She said, O Vrindavan forest, O my friend, do not be unhappy out of separation from Lord Madhava. Rejoice. Madhava has now entered your boundaries. Please meditate on your queen, Radharani, who is filled with countless virtues. Please fill yourself now with opulences by becoming the place where the divine couple enjoy their transcendental pastimes. O creepers, wake up and show some flowers. O trees, let us see your flowers. Deer, please joyfully prance about. Parrots, please recite some eloquent speeches. O moving and stationary creatures of Vrindavan, rejoice for a long time. Your dearmost friend has now entered this place just to bring you transcendental happiness. The next section is entitled Krishna's Flute Enlivens the Forest. Then, seeing that his dear Vrindavan forest had fainted, burned by the blazing forest fire of his separation, the dark cloud of Lord Krishna revived his forest and announced his arrival. By showering Vrindavan with the sweet nectar of the sound of his flute, sprinkled by the showers of nectar from Lord Krishna's flute, cooled by the breezes of the touch of Krishna's body, and addressed by the calls of Vrinda Gopi, the forest of Vrindavan at once awoke and blossomed with transcendental happiness. When the creatures in Vrindavan forest drank the nectar of the sound of Lord Krishna's flute, their natures became radically altered, and they became filled with the symptoms of ecstatic love. When the sound of Lord Krishna's flute was heard in Vrindavan forest, the stationary trees and plants began to tremble in ecstasy. The moving creatures became stunned and motionless. The flowers all turned white, perspired, and cried tears of honey. The birds became choked up and could not sing. And the grass and creepers stood erect in transcendental bliss. When Lord Madhava arrived, the forest of Vrindavan decorated herself with many fresh blossoms. The forest appeared like a beautiful goddess of fortune, eager to meet her lover, Madhava. In the forest of Vrindavan, the buzzing bees, the birds beautifully singing the fifth note, the trees beautifully manifesting nectarian ripe fruits, the blossoming lotus flowers, the lovely, smiling, graceful bending creepers, and the cheerful breeze that moved like the best of dancing masters, together pleased all the senses of Lord Hari. Smiling and laughing with their flowers, singing with their bumblebees, dancing with their leaves, offering nectarian drinks with their honey and food with their fruits, the trees of Vrindavan respectfully worshiped the approaching Lord Hari. With their garment of leaves, discreetly covering their smiles and laughter, the creepers secretly danced in the solitary forest of Vrindavan. In this way, they rendered service to Lord Hari. Attracted by the sound of Lord Hari's flute, the does and their husbands stopped chewing the grass in their mouths and restlessly looked here and there, trying to find the source of the sound. My final reading of this book for today is entitled, For Krishna, Radharani is Sarvam Iti. When Lord Hari saw the doe's restless eyes, he remembered the beautiful sidelong glance of his beloved Radharani, and he became agitated as a pierce from within. When the peacocks saw Lord Murari, they became mad with love and began to dance, spreading their feathers. These peacock's feathers at once reminded Lord Murari of Srimati Radharani's glistening hair, disheveled during their amorous pastimes. When Lord Krishna heard the happy cooing sounds of the sparrows, geese, and swans in the nearby lake, he thought that they were the tinkling sounds of the bracelets, armlets, belts, and ankle bells of his newly arrived beloved, Srimati Radharani. As he gazed at it, Lord Krishna mistook an aromatic, slightly blossomed lotus flower within which moved a restless bee, and mistook it for the smiling, sidelong glance on the lotus-scented face of his beloved Radharani. Krishna thought that Radharani had just then arrived. When Lord Krishna saw the ripe oranges, pomegranates, bilva, and rachaka fruits, he became very joyful, for he took them all to be different features of the transcendental form of Srimati Radharani. Wherever Lord Hari looked, he saw the form of Srimati Radharani. This is not surprising, for the forest of Vrindavan specifically manifested Srimati Radharani's characteristics just to please the Lord. Intensified with love for Srimati Radharani, Lord Hari could not steady his mind any more than one could catch a kasha flower blown about by a hurricane. Seeing the moving and non-moving residents of Vrindavan overwhelmed with love for him, Lord Krishna, whose mind is attracted by his devotee's love, became very pleased. Lord Hari enthusiastically and repeatedly asked about the welfare of the residents of Vrindavan Forest. Lord Hari then said, O my creeper friends, are you all in an auspicious condition? O my tree friends, are you all prosperous and cheerful? O deer and does, is everything well with you? O birds, is everything good with you? O bumblebees, are you at all pleased at heart? O moving and non-moving creatures of Vrindavan, are you all happy and comfortable? So that ends today's class on the Sri Govinda Lilamrita. And it just so happens that I am extra inspired to do one more short class. So give me a second and I'll do one more short class, which will put us in the proper mood for the new year.